your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, it's a nice day out today. Busy day for our family. How about you?
It is a busy day. I have a showing after this. I actually have a strategy session with a new buyer, and then a showing, and then the OU spring game.
Yes.
I'm going to go that with Scott Hill. And taking my son to that. And then I think I may have a showing after that, too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, busy
day. That's a fun time.
Yep.
You get up there in the suite right next to Barry Switzer's suite right next door, and Barry always comes over and visits with all the past players
are up there.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Well, we have with us today Dean Riddell.
NMLS number 196-895.
With SWBC Mortgage. Good morning. How are you, Dean?
Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm kind of excited about today's show because this is something that folks do not seem to understand, is escrow accounts. And we're going to dig right into it because everyone about this time of year, March or so, they get a notice that their payment's going up.
Yeah, ours was January 9th. I mean, and my phone has been ringing for...
Oh, yours was early.
Yeah.
So when do they analyze the escrow account?
January 9th. Payment change effective March 1.
Oh, there you go. March 1. I was going to say, March is usually when the payment change is, I think. And so, first of all, let's just define what an escrow account is.
Okay. So from inception of the loan, anytime escrow is referred to, it ties to their annual real estate taxes and annual homeowner's insurance. So when we close a loan today, we're going to collect an annual insurance premium, but we're going to collect at closing 14 months, 15 months of insurance. We'll get into that. And then state of Oklahoma, taxes are due in every December. So if they close today on April 20th, we're going to collect 3 months, 20 days of tax proration from the seller. We're going to collect 3 months of taxes from the buyer to set up their escrow account.
Okay.
So at the end of the day today, we will have 6.5 months of taxes collected, three from both parties, seller and buyer, and 15 months of insurance. And what we all got to remember, insurance is paid 12 months ahead, and taxes is every December going backwards.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start over. An escrow account is sort of like a little savings account that the mortgage company sets up for you so that they can collect 1/12 of the taxes and 1/12 of the insurance premium every single month. So that when those become due, actually a month or so before they become due, there's enough money in there to pay your taxes in December and to pay your insurance on its anniversary date.
Correct.
Or slightly before the anniversary date because you don't want it to expire. So things we're going to talk about today is if you're set up on an escrow account, how do you change your insurance or can you change your insurance? Do you have to stay with the same company, because that's a big deal now because insurance prices have gone up so much in the last year or two, mainly a year. So you've got this little escrow account set up. It's where you 1/12 of those two payments, and sometimes mortgage insurance is in there too, right?
It's not an escrow item to be analyzed. That taxes and insurance is what's going to drive that payment change.
Okay. So your mortgage insurance, private mortgage insurance, or your FHA mortgage insurance,
right,
are collected monthly. However, it's not a part of your escrow account.
Right.
It's paid monthly.
Right.
It's not paid by the year.
Right.
Insurance policies on homes are charged by the year. You cannot buy a six-month policy.
Right.
And that surprises a lot of people.
Right.
That just the simple fact that if you would, you will be more educated if you remember insurance is paid on yearly amounts ahead. You have to pay for the year ahead.
Right.
And then taxes are collected and paid in the rears.
I know.
It trails behind you.
Which
insurance is in front and taxes are behind, and you're stuck in the middle.
Yes, you are. That's a good one. So why are people's payments go up? The mortgage is supposed to be a fixed rate. Most folks have a fixed rate mortgage. So, and they're told that that payment does not change for the life of their loan. It remains the same. And then they get this notice that their house payment's going up $240 this year.
Happens all the time, Becky.
It does happen all the time. And the reason it goes up? Insurance. Taxes go up. Your mortgage, base mortgage, your private, your principal and interest do remain the same. Am I right on that?
Yep, exactly.
That never changes on a fixed rate mortgage.
Right.
But your escrow account varies.
And you know, people, we came out of 20 and 21 where property values did what?
Well, everyone, 20 and 21, property values went way up.
And so everyone loves the value of their house.
Yes, but they don't like the fact that got to insure that higher value.
Or their tax assessed value. So think about the payment movement people had in the last two or three years because of what home values did, and then you bring up insurance. And there's people whose house payment were going up $500 a month.
I know.
But I want to talk. Excuse me. I want to talk about that because you know the terminology, Mark does. We have to spread, and we'll talk about what is a shortage. But when there is a shortage, that shortage is typically spread over 12 months to recollect. Okay?
Okay, let's go back with shortage.
You want to go there?
Yes, I do. I want because when we say 2021 – we're talking about the years 2020 and 2021. House values went way up.
Right.
About 30%.
Right.
So your insurance cost more because you have to you want to value your insurance according to the cost of your house.
Right. To rebuild. Right.
So when your insurance goes up from, should we use round numbers?
Let's say $2,400 to $3,000.
Okay. That's $50 a month
right there.
You're going to be short. If it goes from $2,400 a year to $3,000 a year, you've got $600 that your mortgage company basically fronts and goes ahead and pays that insurance premium.
Right.
But then when they reanalyze the escrow account, they're going, oh, well, they owe us, we're short $600 from last year, and this year it's going to $600, and it may even go to $900 more this year. So they have to analyze that. So you've got to make up the $50 a month, and then you got to add to it the $75 a month for the $900 that your insurance is likely to go up, right?
Right.
So you've got $125 a month difference in your house payment just because of insurance.
Right.
And then what do taxes do? Do taxes go down if your house price goes up? No.
Right.
But now, luckily, we do have a 5% cap on our assessed value for your – it won't go up over 5%. Now, your homestead home doesn't go up over 3%.
Great point.
So it doesn't go up quite as fast. But if it did go up, say, 3% last year, and it can go up 3% this year, there's 6% more taxes that you're going to have to pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can easily be short on your escrow account.
And it's not simple math. And let's just take insurance as an example, because these clients of mine try to do their math on their own, and they'll go, insurance went from $2,400 to $3,000, why is my payment going up $100, not just $50?
Right.
Because what they're trying to do is take the $600 difference divided by 12. They're neglecting to look at the projected.
And we're going to go into detail about this as to why did your house payment go up and different ways you can handle this if you can't afford a monthly payment going up.
We'll be back right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. If you want to join the conversation today, the number to call into the show is 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000.
Okay, we are here with Dean Riddell, and we are talking about escrow accounts. If you have a question about your escrow account, or you don't quite understand why your payment went up so much, give us a call. We're here at 840-1000. So 405-840-1000, be a part of our conversation. So, Dean, we've talked about insurance a little bit, and do you know how much insurance has gone up in the last 5 years?
Well, I think it's a 40% number.
It is a 40% number. 40%.
Yep.
That's a lot.
It is.
In 2023, what was it, Mark?
So in 1 year, 2023, according to an article at KOFR, is that it increased by 14%.
In just 1 year.
In 1 year.
Mm-hmm. But so for...
And I had numerous clients who called in and their insurance went up $1,000 as compared to $1,500
yeah.
to the prior year. And you start talking about payment change, Becky, that flips people's budget upside down.
Right. Well, and then taxes can go up.
I agree.
Quite a lot. And so that goes on the assessed value of the property is what taxes are based on. But you will save yourself a lot of money if you are a home, if it's your primary residence, then file for homestead exemption.
Right.
Because then your taxes can only go up 3% a year.
Right.
No matter how, if your property doubles in value, your taxes can still only go up 3%. Your assessed value can go up 3% a year.
Yeah, and what's that age of senior freeze on homestead? 62?
I think 60, it's 65.
65?
Okay, Larry Stein, if you're listening, call in and tell us.
You know, I've had a title agent tell me, that two-thirds of clients have not filed homestead exemption.
I know.
And so, I think that's something with Larry. We need to get the word out that don't forget. And we talk about it at closing. You talk about it at closing.
Mm-hmm. And I think you can file homestead exemption at any point online now, but it doesn't take effect until the following year.
Yes, but I think you got to file by March 15 of 25
yep.
right now.
Just January 1st to March 15th, and right. it's a hard cutoff on that. And we have Phil on the line with us. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Phil. Today's a busy day for us. We love it.
Well, let me tell you an answer that you might not realize, that you can lock in the tax rate forever by filling out a form at the tax commission, and it's based on income and so forth. Anybody who doesn't do that is crazy, because I've done it, and I'm on a locked rate right now.
Well, and you do have to be of a certain age to do that. It is called the senior
yes.
the senior freeze. Yes. They will freeze your
yes.
value, and even if your property prices go up, the value
right.
of
That's
your home,
right.
your assessed value remains the same for tax purposes. And that's correct.
It's after 65, age 65. If people don't do that, it's crazy, because that locks your rate in. You don't have to go back and fight the rate, and you don't have to refile every year.
Correct.
And I'll tell you something, Phil. It used to be, just a couple years ago, $25,000 was your maximum income for that.
I don't
but
know.
Now it's
I don't
like,
know. I think they've raised that.
It is. It's over $86,000 now.
Yeah, that's great. Isn't
so
that
a lot
wonderful?
More,
I mean, there's a lot yeah. of people qualify for that.
Yes, and it is a matter of just filling out a form. And getting
That's
it,
correct.
Yeah, getting it to the county assessor's office. So,
yeah,
great call.
Now your biggest answer is the homestead exemption. Is that correct for trying to save on the property tax?
Well, the property tax for the average person, if you file homestead exemption, your assessed value can only go up 3% a year. Whereas if it's an investment property, something that you don't live in yourself, you know, you're only allowed one homestead exemption. Well, then it can go up 5% a year.
Yeah. So now let's talk about the insurance. The insurance is the real problem, because my insurance company said that the cost of building the house has gone up and the cost of labor has gone up, causing me to have a $200 a month increase in the cost of my insurance.
Right.
That's correct.
Right. And the insurance, and so, how much did your insurance rate go up, actually?
Well, I don't know the rate. I just know that it went up $200
that's
in monthly cost.
Phil, is your insurance escrowed, or is that something you pay directly?
No, I wish I could pay it directly, because they send it to the escrow. The escrow account then pays them for the whole year, and they turn around and bill me monthly for it. Well, my hole is almost $9,000 now, because it's happened 2 years in a row. So my deficit to the escrow is $9,000. They charge me interest on that $9,000.
And they can't do that. There's no interest on at those escrow items. But that $9,000, it's a big number. You know,
How do you ever get it paid off? Well, how do you ever come out?
Becky and I were talking about this at break. Contact your mortgage company, because the typical response the mortgage company will say is, you can spread that shortage over, we're going to spread your shortage over the next 12 months. Well, your payment,
no, they spread it over longer than that.
And that's what you want. So your next alternative is you probably need to shop that insurance premium. Because you can make
already
that,
done that.
You can make that change.
Already done that.
Well.
And then that requires very good credit when you shop the premium. And I'm talking over 750 on your credit score.
Right.
So if you don't have a higher credit score, the insurance companies don't want you. I went to two other insurance companies, and the rate was twice as high as my current carrier. So
what's the age of your roof on your house?
It's 7 years old, but I've had it looked at by my insurance company, and they have no problems with it.
Right, but that credit score and the age of roof are factors that tie into that insurance premium that you're getting quoted.
But it's unbelievable numbers. There's no company lower than mine. That's all I'm saying to you. Geico, all of them, they're all higher. And I've had bad experiences with several of these insurance companies, where if you have one claim, they want to either dump you or raise the rate.
Right.
Well, and they raise the rate because it costs more to rebuild your home, and they're insuring you for the replacement cost of your home in case a tornado.
Well, what's going to happen to me next year then? What's going to happen to me next year again?
It's likely to go up again.
$9,000 in the hole. I'll pay down $4,000 or $3,000 on the $9,000. I'll be right back in the hole again, $9,000 or $10,000 next year.
Well,
same problem.
It likely will not go up as much next year, though, Phil.
Well,
but whatever it goes up, you do have to pay.
Now, is there not a way that I can pay the insurance company monthly, like $200 a month, $300, whatever that cost is, rather than pay the escrow account? Do I have that choice?
Possibly. So what kind of loan do you have? Conventional loan, FHA loan, VA loan?
It's a VA loan.
The VA loan, no, you don't have that option. On a government loan, it's got to be escrowed. If it's a conventional loan, less than 80%, you have the ability to pay your own taxes and insurance.
Do have the option, Phil, to make, let's just say you had the shortage money in the bank in a savings account. You can keep your payment the same if you pay the shortage. Or you can spread it out over a longer period of time. But the fact is, insurance goes up. Taxes go up. So that will cause your monthly payment to go up. And it seems disproportionate that it would go up so much. And that first year it goes up, it is because you have a shortage from last year. And you need to make up that for the coming year as well. So it goes up kind of double as much.
Well, the consumer has no way to control any of that cost.
We do not.
No. You're just stuck.
Phil, and I just want you to drive home with your mortgage company to see if they can spread that shortage out over a two-year, three-year, four-year. They can spread that shortage out beyond 12 months.
Yeah, but what's going to happen to you is they're going to load it next year with a higher cost of lumber, the cost of labor.
Well,
they're just going to load it.
And that's a fact of life and not something we get to negotiate. But because so long as you've got a mortgage on there, you've got to insure it for a certain amount of
money. I started out like $1,100 in payment. That was my monthly payment when I bought the house.
What is it now?
Now it's $1,400.
Okay. Well, so you probably don't have a $9,000 shortage then.
Well, I'm $9,000 in the hole, according to the mortgage company.
Okay. Well, we will have to talk offline about that. Feel free to give me a call on Monday.
It's time for the news. We'll be right back here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our special guest, Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. And it is time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, we've been talking about it all morning. Our word of the day is escrow. And they're, in real estate, that applies to two different things. Your monies are in escrow until you're closing. But what we're talking about today is an impound. And so escrow refers to when a third party holds assets or funds before they are transferred from one party to the other. Now, that's like in a real estate closing. But an escrow, as in holding the money, is on a mortgage. Okay. It's a special holding account for your homeowner's insurance and your property tax payments. Right. A special holding account.
I think that escrow for closing, isn't that a California?
Well, some states actually have, we don't have escrow here. We all refer to it as it's in escrow to be closed, but technically Oklahoma does not have escrow. But we do have escrow accounts, and that's what we're talking about today. And at the first of the show, I told our listeners that we are going to talk about how to change insurance if your insurance is being paid by the escrow account, from your escrow account. So how do you cancel one insurance? How do you get another insurance?
Right.
And you do not do it in that order, by the way. First you get your insurance, then you cancel your old insurance.
Right. And that is something the consumer can do at any point in time. So, I mean, let's paint the picture. Here we are. April 20th, your renewal was paid out to Allstate, and the premium had gone up, and you didn't recognize it, but the premium went way high. You could make that change to any other carrier at any point in time.
And it may be that you had a different company, and maybe the Allstate's cheaper, right?
Right. But you can change that carrier, which is going to change the premium. And, Becky, this is where the breakdown happens, is – our insurance, we paid your insurance out on January 20th.
The mortgage company paid the insurance out of the escrow account.
SWBC paid your $4,000 premium out on January 20th. You change today, 90 days later. Keep in mind, we paid your insurance 12 months in advance. So you make that change today to $2,000 annual premium we pay from your escrow account. That initial premium that we sent out on January 20th to prior company, your prior insurance company, is going to send you the refund because you canceled that policy.
They don't send it back to the escrow account.
They don't send it to us. They don't send it back to the mortgage company. They send it to you. You're the insured.
Okay.
So the breakdown is, you don't. If you don't return that money that you receive from Company A back to your escrow account, in our eyes, we have two insurance policies paid out from your escrow. We had the $4,000 we paid out in January. We've got the $2,000 that we paid out today. You've got $6,000 worth of insurance that's paid out. Yet you received a $3,500 refund that you kept, didn't know you had, didn't receive, but it never cycled back into your escrow account.
Well, let's talk about one of my clients that called you this week.
Oh boy.
That changed escrow, that changed insurance companies four times in 1 year.
Yep. He changed it. He had five, we paid out five policies, so he changed it four times. I mean, he changed it, but his escrow shortage that the gentleman was talking about, Phil, his escrow shortage was $27,000 based on his insurance activity for 2023.
Because he paid five, out of the escrow account, five policies were paid.
Yes.
Seems like the escrow account wouldn't, the mortgage company wouldn't pay the money if it's not in there.
But that's why you do an escrow analysis, and that's why you recover that shortage. So he calls me, he got his analysis, January 9th, we analyzed his escrow, short $27,000, and his payment was going up $3,000 a month.
Wow.
I mean, it was massive. And I'll be honest with you, he was befuddled as to how did this come about. A, he had received some of his insurance refunds from the prior four companies. B, he had not received some, and he got on the phone and got them. But the key thing is when he received those refunds, he's got to get them back in his escrow account so that we can reanalyze the escrow account again, which is what we've done.
Okay. So if you change insurance companies,
don't keep the refund.
Put your refund back in.
It's got to.
Yeah. Because otherwise
you have a big bill at the end.
Yeah. But keep it simple. Yeah. If that money does not get back in escrow, we're going to recognize that we've got two insurance policies paid out. And the only way we can recoup that money is by increasing payment over the next 12 months to recover that advance. I mean, I think Becky hit it a while ago. We've advanced that money, and it's short. Your escrow account is short.
Yeah.
I mean, it was $27,000 short.
So when you get the refund, it seems like they would send it back to the mortgage company, mm-hmm. but the mortgage company does not own your insurance policy. Right. You own your insurance policy, so they have to send the money to you.
Right. Yeah, and the other reminder is what I call breakdown, is if your insurance is due on April 20th, the consumer gets that renewal notice before the lender, does. So if you don't open that document in mid-March to say, holy cow, my insurance is going to $6,000 a year, if you don't make any changes, we're paying it out when we get that renewal of $6,000. But yet, you can still make that insurance carrier change at any time.
Yep. We have Jerry on the line this morning. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Jerry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. One exception to the gentleman talking about the value freeze is if there is a millage increase in the taxes, he might see a little. I don't think it'd be that much. But anyway, the other thing is I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for the Casa Paricas. Those people are great and the food's great. And I got to take two different homeowners to the home improvement show that they were just tickled to death and got to brag on you. So thanks a lot.
Well, you're so welcome, Jerry. And
you,
do you know something? We did not talk about the millage rate, so we will do that now. Thanks again.
They said, boy, that's a great friend to have. And I said, yep, she sure is.
I can answer your real estate questions too. And I have. Okay. So millage rate, if the community votes to up the insurance to pay for another life, but up the millage rate to pay for more police protection, libraries, schools, whatever the bond
issue. So it's typically a bond that's on a.
Right.
Yeah.
That has to increase the taxes to pay for that. So even if you have the senior freeze, that millage rate will increase your taxes a little bit. It's not a lot.
Provided there's a bond or vote and a bond issue. That
right.
Can,
right. So that's a very good point, Jerry. So on the escrow account, on the taxes, what if someone goes and protests their taxes and they get a reduction in their taxes? Can they call and get their payment changed and say, my taxes have gone down $10 a month, so I want my payment to go down $10 a month?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that's done usually during the escrow analyzation, right?
Yes, but – and this sounds – in the old days, Becky, Oklahoma City had a ton of great mortgage companies locally. At any point in time, you could pull in to American Mortgage, to Harry Mortgage, and you think about the names, and you could address and resolve those escrow items 12 months out of the year. You know, there wasn't a good time, bad time. And we live in a climate today where I think people get frustrated, justifiably, because they're having to call their mortgage company out of Ohio, and they're dealing with Susie. Susie cares less about Becky in Oklahoma City.
Right.
And so it becomes a sense of frustration that consumers have, which kind of makes what we do different, because I encourage people to call me all the time.
Well,
because I can go intercept and change and reanalyze escrows, and I can have those things done.
And the reason you go with a local loan originator is so that you can pick up the phone and call them.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ask questions. You can have a much better result on your application process because you're sitting down with the loan originator, and you might have this questioning look on your face, so they dig in a little bit deeper on something that could pop up at the last minute and cause you not to qualify for your loan.
Right.
That on the escrow account, you call a mortgage company that, say, an internet mortgage company.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's hard to get through to an internet mortgage company. They have teams of people that you never know exactly who you're dealing with, and especially after they've already made the mortgage, originated that, they really don't have any interest in helping you resolve an issue. They've already got the mortgage. So you talk to a minimum wage person typically when you call in. It is just their customer service department. You don't talk to a loan originator like Dean Riddell, where you can go sit down and talk to him and go, Dean, what are my options here?
Right.
I mean, like that client of mine, I mean, we sold his house, sold him his house a long time ago, but you originated the mortgage, and he was able to just do a call to you and get it taken care of instead of his house payment going up $3,000 a month.
I mean, weird. That's crazy.
That, yeah.
And you have another client that came by this week that he received his insurance refund check.
Right.
And I love this story. I mean, because we fixed it, but he tried to call our customer service number. He was on the phone for 40 minutes. I don't like that part. But then he grew frustrated. He sees my truck in front of the office. He pulls in. He says, Dean, I need help. I said, what happened? I was on the phone 40 minutes trying to get this check back to you. I said, leave it with me. Next time, don't sit on the phone 40 minutes. Just come see me, and we'll take care of it for you. So we took his check. We kicked it to our servicing, mailed it to our servicing division to put his issue behind him. But having that relationship, that has nothing to do with about buying a house. It's just the issues that can come up after you close. It's great to have a connection that you can turn to.
If you have a question about your escrow account, you can give us a call at 840-1000. We're here to answer your questions.
And we'll be right back with your smoking hot deal right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal. Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the southwest corner of 122nd and Penn, on 63rd, just west of Meridian, at 505 East Main Street in Yukon, and on May Avenue, just north of Hefner Road. Becky, what's our smoking hot deal?
Well, this one really is smoking hot. When's the last time you heard about a three-bed, two-bath, two-car for $160,000? And this is in a great neighborhood. It's Wingspread neighborhood, which is southwest 89th near May.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, near 89th and May. The address is actually 3100 Southwest 93rd Street. It's a good house. It definitely needs updates, like flooring, and you're going to want to paint a few things. So if you're looking for a fixer-upper that you can buy at an affordable price, $160,000 for a three-bed, two-bath, two-car in a really nice neighborhood, Wingspread, for $160,000. Man, that's...
My encouragement to you, if this is ringing a bell for you, run, don't walk.
Well, this will be a today
it
sale.
It will be, yes.
It will sell today.
We don't have a crystal ball. We can't predict, but it will be sold this weekend.
I can predict because I glanced at my email this morning.
Yep.
So I think this will be a multiple offer situation, but it's a great opportunity.
That's your smoking hot deal. You can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings. You'll see it right there at the top, and you can give us a call straight away, and we'd love to show it to you.
Yes, we would. And we do have a couple of open houses tomorrow between 2 and 4. Mm-hmm. Where will you be, Mark?
I will be on Golden Pond.
Oh, I love on Golden Pond.
It's a great property, just slightly north of Highway 9, in between kind of Norman and Newcastle. Wonderful property. So that's something that you know of someone who is looking to purchase in that area. Come see me tomorrow between 2 and 4.
Okay, and where will – I think Joe's going to be in an open house tomorrow as well.
He is. I do not remember off the top of my head which one he is going to be at tomorrow.
Okay, and I've kind of – I'm trying to remember. Okay, that's what we have. I thought those were just our listings, and I think that was the multi-list. I was – pumping through, because I was going, well, I don't remember that plantation house.
Yeah, Joe will be at 3517 Slate River Drive. It's in the Castlewood Trails edition.
And school system?
It is in...
On Golden Pond is in the Newcastle school system.
And the one that Joe's holding open tomorrow is in Yukon.
Okay. Well, we're both very popular school districts. Okay. Dean Riddell, SWBC Mortgage, escrow accounts. What's the one thing or two things that we need to go ahead and say to be sure people understand what an escrow account is?
You know, I think the one simple breakdown, you know, Mark touched on it a while ago, is why can't insurance be paid every 6 months? And I think that would keep people more engaged as to what their premium is doing annually. But the simple thing to do is when you get that renewal 12 months or 30 days prior to renewal, is guys, open up that renewal, look at your new premium compared to where it was 12 months ago. It sounds so simple, but yet I could write a book on this that people do not stay in tune with what their insurance is doing annually.
You've got other things to do. I mean,
Becky,
for goodness sakes. Extreme racing is happening tomorrow at the racetrack at Remington, right? So we're busy doing that instead of opening our renewal notices and shopping. And the thing is, you don't have to change.
Right.
You shop around and see if you can get better, equal insurance or better for less money.
Right.
And ask about deductibles. Ask about your liability. Mm-hmm. Know your insurance policy.
You touched on something a while ago that, yeah, the cost to rebuild, labor, and yeah, those are all factors that tie into it. But in our career, insurance companies sustain, you know, let's say farmers may go through a period of time where their loss ratio was off the charts.
Right.
Their premium's going up, but maybe Allstate's wasn't. You know, and you and I were raised in an environment where, you know, if my dad were here, find an insurance agent, stay with them for life. And you can't do that anymore because of the cost.
I do, because I know how important insurance
is. But that relationship is. I mean, it's huge. But you got to stay in tune with that premium, because if not, your monthly payment is going to move significantly. And as I tell clients every day, it's your money. Take ownership of it, because I mean, you're paying it. You control it. It's not a lender call.
Well, and you pay your premium by the month to your escrow account.
Right.
It's include. I mean, so the escrow account just picks up two things in impounded funds, right, so that they can pay out.
Right.
Okay. And you guys pay out insurance when it's due, right, usually within a month before it's due.
Right.
And taxes are paid out. You know, we can pay our property taxes in two different payments now.
But
right,
servicer wise, we're paying them in full.
Right. At the right. In December.
In December.
The mortgage companies pay your taxes in full.
Right.
You can, if you don't have a mortgage, you pay your own taxes. You can pay half in December, right, and half in March. So on mortgage insurance, does it go up over time?
No.
How about if your credit score goes down? Does your mortgage insurance go up?
No, it does not.
It matters what your credit score is and your overall application for your loan as to what your prices are on your mortgage insurance, right?
Right, right.
And can you avoid mortgage insurance? Right. You can't avoid it?
Well, maybe if we're putting the 20% down, yes, you
right,
can.
20% down.
Right,
20% down. Or sometimes you can pay it all up front.
Pay it up front.
Mm-hmm. And can the seller pay that for the buyer?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good way of keep, because right, mortgage insurance anymore, I mean, $100 to $200 a month.
I teach a class on this to the board of realtors.
Mm-hmm.
Mortgage insurance has gone the high credit score, 750, 760 and greater. PMI is not a number. So on a $300,000 loan, 5% down.
Right.
760 score, your PMI is about $70 a month.
But if your credit score is 650,
it's about $270 a month.
There you go. So credit does matter.
It does.
Well, we appreciate you guys tuning in, and tune in next week when we teach you a little bit more about real estate. Jim Ivan, sing us out.
Always watch over you, and may all of your hopes turn to wishes, and may all of your wishes come true.